If there's one thing you know about me, is the fact that I enjoy listening to the Chacha Gang. When they demand for something, I try as much as I can to give it to them. I mean, they don't call me your musical plug for nothing. So when you ask me to talk about a specific music or a specific project, then I'll go ahead and do it, because without you guys, I'm not going to be here. So let me use that to welcome you to today's episode of the Chacha Album Review Series on your award-winning podcast, Chacha Music Review Podcast. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, my name is Afis Tenuva. Like I said, I am your musical plug, creator of the Energy Force. And today, I'll be talking about a project that, seems a bit different in the sense that, I'm not going to lie, I didn't even have the intention of talking about this project. But then again, a long time Chacha Gang reached out and said, yo, what is your opinion on this? I need you to talk about this. And I said, you know what? Why not? If not, let me bring her and let us talk about it together. That way it's going to be fun and it's going to be exciting. So you already know that I have a guest, with me in the compound. And without wasting much of your time, let me allow my guest to introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Telemo, the Golden Voice. Yeah, I disturb the Lagos Airways at night. I work with Mainland 98.3 FM. I run the night show from 8 to 10 p.m. That's on Mondays to Wednesdays, then on Thursdays from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. So you can also call me your mother confessor, because I run the confession show on Thursday night. And I'm an MC. I'm a voice actor, and I am the creative director of Exude by Telemo, where we make, luxury wears.
She is what they call Idongongong.
They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I bless them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends, you should let your family know, we should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afis Tenuva is back in the game, and you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force, and this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
You know, I just realized that this is going to be our first episode together.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think we are supposed to have done this for a very, very long time.
That's true. I remember that. I think it was like 2-3 years ago that...
Exactly.
Wow.
But yeah, it's finally happening, and it has happened.
Yes.
Like you already said in your introduction, you are the mother confessor. So today, you'll be telling us nothing but the truth about your opinion on the project that we are going to be talking about. Now, this project is titled Chop Life Volume 1, The Manzi Chronicles, and it is by Chop Life Sound System. Now, I know a lot of you might be wondering, which one is Chop Life Sound System again? Are they a new person? Is he a new person? Is she this? Is he that? Well, Chop Life Sound System is the new musical group formed and headed by Mr. Easy. Yes, he is the one that formed and, that is heading the group. As a matter of fact, he's the lead vocalist of this group. The group consists, like I said, of Mr. Easy and Kenya-born UK-based DJ Edu. Together, they are known as the Chop Life Sound System. And to introduce themselves into the musical stream or into the musical industry, they decided to drop, their first project, which is the Chop Life, Volume 1, The Manzi Chronicles. And the project has 14 tracks, and it features the likes of Richard Salini, Major Leagues DJ, Melo Asliji, Nokozana Dota, Two Shot, Stop Poly, Monty, Anos, Ziwala, Focalistic, Aniti, Amin Faku. Now, I'm sorry if I kind of, you know, mispronounce some of these names because majority of these artists are South African artists and, you know, yeah, my name, my mouth, you know, Kariam. Now, in terms of production, the production was, you know, handled majorly by DJ Tariko, which is also one of the Yaba Luku boys. You remember, you guys remember those boys from Yaba Kulukuli? Yeah, he's one of the, you know, boys and is the one that produced the album majorly. You know, we also have other producers like Type A, you have Ghetto Boy, you have Milan Randall, you have Luda DJ, you have Soul Jam, and you have Matondos. Now, those are part of the producers that work on the album. So, let me allow Telemo to describe what her first experience was when she listened, you know, to this project for the first time. What was that thing that went to your mind as you're listening to this project for the first time?
Mr. Easy is someone I respect so much. He's a great artist. He's a fantastic businessman. That cannot be taken away. And of course, I like his songs. I like his kind of music. I like his style. However, when I listened to this album, I'm like, oh no, 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 no. On a norms, I would have said something like, oh, I expected so much from you now, Mr. Easy, but I have a mantra. I have a mantra to, you know, not over expect from people so that you don't get disappointed. Besides, we're humans, so when you expect too much from people, you are putting them under unnecessary pressure. So I wouldn't say, oh, I expected so much from Mr. Easy, but that was not what I was looking forward to getting. I mean, when he did Legalize, I loved it so much. In fact, I used to play it on my show like countless times. Then when The Pressure Is Getting Worse, I came, I liked it too. I also liked is it Patek or what's the title of that one? I liked that one too. And then when I started listening to the album, I said, okay, what's going on here? Now, it's one thing when it seems like one song is running into another, which was a feeling I had when Asake drops this other album where he has Joha in it. I've forgotten the name of the album. Mr. Money with the Vibe. The first time I listened to Mr. Money with the Vibe, I felt like, okay, you don't know when one song is finishing and when the other one is beginning. It just feels like there's something we call run on line in literature. You know, it was just like a run on line. So I didn't know when one song was finishing. But over time, the album grew on me. Now, that's for an album I could bear to listen to over and over. For an album or a song to grow on me, then on anyone, that means the person has to be able to listen to it over and over. That was what happened with Mr. Money with the Vibes. But this Chop Life that Mr. Easy just dropped, no disrespect to his craft, like I would always say, even for artists that I do not really like, I respect their craft, but I just do not like their personality, their person. Now, for Mr. Easy, no disrespect to his craft, I mean, it's a lot of work. Getting to produce songs is a lot of work. Then again, that does not mean that we cannot constructively criticize works, right? I listened to the album, okay, listened to the first track. I'm like, okay, cool. Listened to the second one. I'm going into the third one. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? They all sound the same. And at some point, it felt like there was no substance. I'm sorry if I'm sounding brutal. It felt like there was no substance. It felt like it was just about, you know, the beats. And just one particular beat, you know, running from one song into the other. And trust me, the truth of the matter is I struggled to listen to all the songs. I struggled to listen to the end, to the last track. And the reason I endured it was because so that when I had to talk about it on my show, I would not be talking from a place of, oh, I'm judging just based on one or two tracks I listened to. So I'll know that, okay, I'm talking from a place of, I actually listened to all the tracks. Now, this is not to say that every other person might not enjoy the songs. This is just my own personal opinion. And I remember asking you that, oh, have you listened? At that point, I think I had listened to maybe 12 tracks already, and I wanted to stop. I just kept pushing, like, I couldn't bear getting to the last track. And I just said, oh my God, what's going on here? Yeah, ready.
Okay, I mean, I'm not even going to lie to you, yeah? You were actually the person that even, should I say now, you were my musical plug by plugging me, you know, into the album. Where you message me, I'm like, yo, what's up? Have you listened? Have you vibed to them? I'm like, no, I've not even, like, I didn't even know he had a project out as at that time. I knew he had some couple of singles, and I knew the project was coming, but I didn't know the project was, you know, that out already. So when he told me, I was like, okay, fine, you know what? Let me go listen to it and, let me see what's up. And when I listened to the first song, which is titled Tear Chain, I told myself, okay, Mr. Easy has finally, you know, joined the Amapiano vibe now. But then the second track entered, and I'm not going to lie to you, I think the second track was the first track that stood out for me. I love the second track. I love how, what's the name of the person she featured on the second track? Ami Faku. I love what she did on that track titled Wena. I was able to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think Wena too should be one of the tracks I was able to enjoy. I think so.
Yeah. Our vocals really stood out. But now the thing about the album, before I even talk about the thing about the album, is this. Let me ask you this. You struggled to listen to it all through your first listening. Now, after your first listening, were you kind of saying, okay, maybe I should give it a second try, or maybe, you know what, nah, I'm done. This is not for me. What was it like after you finished listening? Was there an impression of maybe if I try again, it will grow on me, or no, this is the end, I'm not listening?
Nah. I was done with it. It was like, I sort of felt traumatized. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I felt traumatized. Now, I get this feeling when I do not feel good about a project at all. Same for movies as well. If I see a movie and I struggle to watch the movie, trust me, I just erase it from my memory. Anytime the thought of it comes to mind, I just cringe, like, So, if it was something I was still going to like to listen to, I would know. I would always refer to Mr. Money with the Vibes, Shaké. Now, the first day I listened to Mr. Money with the Vibes, I was actually in a friend's car, and I said, okay, nice jam, nice beats. Why is it that I don't know when one is ending and the other one is beginning? There's supposed to be this, you know, the bit of distinction. But I knew that it was a project I liked. I knew that I would always want to listen to it again. Till tomorrow, I can still just go on my music app and then just, you know, search for Mr. Money with the Vibes and then just listen to it, to the whole album. But in this case, something I struggled to finish listening to. I did not even say, oh, I would want to go back to this again. Maybe a few of the tracks, I might want to go back to listen to them and say, oh, these songs would grow on me. Like that one he featured when, was it the title or the one you mentioned?
The title is Wena, right?
Wena, I think I might go back to listen to Wena again and jam to it. Like I said, I like The Pressure Is Getting Worse. You know, he had done Pressure Is Getting Worse, like, you know.
Before, that was a single album that came out.
The Pressure Is Getting Worse and Patek.
Yeah, Patek also came out as a single before the album.
In fact, that Patek, I think at some point, I think I used it for one of my reels. So those three are actually okay for me. Those were the ones that stood out for me. But you see the rest, I don't even want to think about them.
Okay, so this is what I felt when I listened to the project. And this is, you know, my honest observation. Like you rightly said, when you were talking about Mr. Easy at the beginning, you spoke about how he's a very brilliant businessman. And no doubt, we know Mr. Easy to be a very brilliant businessman. You know, he's not just a music artist. He's also, you know, he does the business part of the music very well. And when I listened to this album, I said, okay, Mr. Easy, I mean, if you traced how his career started out with a lot of people saying, oh, Mr. Easy is a Ghanaian artist that broke into the Nigerian market and then he became a Nigerian artist, right? But then we got to realize he is the Nigerian artist that actually went to Ghana to do music, then, you know, came back to Nigeria and, you know, we accepted his sound. And now that, you know, he had dropped this album, and when I listened to it, two things came to my mind. The first thing first is, okay, this album was strategically done not to favor the Nigerian market or not to please the Nigerian market. This is an album that was done mainly for South Africans. Because if you listen to the album, and like you rightly said about, you know, not knowing when one song is ending and the other is starting and all sounding, you know, the same. That's because this album is heavy. And when I say heavy, it is heavy on amapiano. And not just the Afrobeat amapiano that we do in Nigeria right here, where we mix our Afrobeat and amapiano together. This is strictly South African amapiano, and which is why it seems like it lacked content, or it lacked, let me use the word content, right? Because like you rightly said, you mentioned, you know, it sounded as if it was just the beats and the beats and the beats. And if you listen truly to South African music, most of the times you can hear South African music for 4 minutes, and the only thing you'll hear might just be the chorus, and there'll be no verse, and the beat will be, you know, the beat will start, you know, as the verse. And I felt like that was what this album, majority of the songs on this album, that was where, you know, that was what it was all about. And again, like I rightly mentioned when I was talking about the people that he featured on the album, majority of them were South Africans. So for me, I felt like Mr. Easy said, okay, you know what? Since everybody is crazy about amapiano, why not let me just do a South African amapiano album and let me just, you know, focus on the market? Because we right here in Nigeria, we might not be able to vibe to the album, you know, that much, right? Mm-hmm. But trust me, if you go down to South Africa and you pick songs like By Force, which features Focalistic and Anati. Now, trust me, By Force is, I mean, on a normal day, if these songs had come out as a single, you might probably get to vibe to it because they are individual songs. Like you rightly mentioned with Wessa and Patek, those songs came out individually and we were able to vibe, you know, to them. And when you got to the songs on the album, you were still able to vibe to those songs. But with songs like By Force, songs like Oh Yes, which features Moonchild Swahili, those are songs that I also feel like if they had come out as a single, you might also get to, you know, enjoy them. So the basis of what Mr. Easy and what I truly did with this point was, okay, you know what? We need to understand the full scope of the project itself, you know, from the name of the project, Chop Life. For those of you that are not conversant with, you know, the language, Chop Life is, it's a pidgin word that we use in Nigeria, which means enjoyment, you know, in a nutshell. That's what Chop Life means. And if you hear some of the songs on the album, I think it's that song By Force. Yeah, the song By Force is specifically said it in there that, you know, I just want to enjoy my life. All my friends are, you know, are ballers. And by force, I must also be someone that enjoys, you know, my life. So I felt this album was just strictly about party. And if you know South Africans, most of their songs, again, like I said, are heavy on instrumentals rather than, you know, lyrical content or maybe saying one word or two words. You know, it's more about the instrumentals and the beat. And that was what I got from that. I felt like, okay, Mr. Easy wants to go into that South African market and go and dominate that South African market and carry all the cash that is available in that South African market. And this is, you know, a South African project. I would say the album is not a bad album. I'm going to put it like that. I'm not going to come here and say, oh man, this album is trash. Oh, this album is not good. No. But what I'll say is this. If you are not a big fan of Amapiano, or if you are tired of listening to Amapiano, then do not pick up this album because you are not going to enjoy it. But if you are so much in love with Amapiano and you are vibing down with what is playing in the South African clubs and you want to bring it down, or you want to become a South African, then there's no problem. Pick up this album and then you might enjoy it. Like I already said, some few songs that after I listened to the album, and the thing is, when you sent me, you know, when we had that conversation about the album, I decided to dedicate the whole day. I just kept the album on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. And I felt a little bit of what you felt also, you know, about, yes, it is Amapiano. Because for me, I don't mind whether the whole album is Amapiano. But I just wanted to feel something different. And that was something I didn't feel. Like I said, when that stood out for me immediately. And then yeah. Shout out to Focalistic. Focalistic also came out, also came well on By Force. And the other song that stuck up for me was, now I'm trying to talk about songs that were I don't want to talk about Wessa and Patek because we've already had those ones before. So I was not going to talk about that. Another song that stuck out for me was Ziwala. Ziwala also stood out for me. And then there's this one that I cannot even pronounce the name of the song, but you. That song stood out for me. That was, I think that should be a track. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That should be track 12. Trust me, unless I want to remove my teeth, you vams, when I can't pronounce the name of the track, but you. that track definitely, you know, stood out for me. So like I said, there are still some couple of tracks there that, you know, that made sense and, you know, you still enjoy. But in total, in general, like I said, this is not an album that you might enjoy because of how much heavy Amapiano is, especially for us here in Nigeria. Nigerians want to hear what you are saying in your songs. And if you don't have something to say in your song, it seems like you're not singing, right? Mm-hmm. And again, this is, like I said, this is pure Amapiano, nothing like Afrobeat on this one. So it might be a bit difficult for us to accept the song here in Nigeria, unless, again, like I said, you are heavy, you know, on the Amapiano, then you definitely get to, you know, enjoy the album. But all in all, let me just, I know the answer to this question I'm about to ask you, but make you know, be like you say, I know, ask. I make you know, be like you say, I just assume. would you at any point say, okay, you know what? Mr. Izzy is my guy. Maybe I was too harsh. Let me just try again for the sake of trying again and just pick up this album and just listen to it one more time.
Okay, so I have a mantra. Never say never. So while you were giving your breakdown, I was beginning to, you know, sort of get a bit softer, like, okay, businessman, the target is to penetrate the South African market. Okay, good angle. Okay, so I listened to it with my AirPods. Maybe, just maybe, next time I might try to, you know, listen through my speaker. I hope my JBL speaker does justice to the songs. I just hope so. And I pray I don't get this feeling again. So I might not listen to it again anytime soon. Maybe afterwards. Maybe if I get to play it on air. Maybe if the DJ plays the songs and I listen. And the you know there is a thing with listening to songs through a larger speaker, you know. It gives a different feel. So maybe, definitely, just maybe if I listen through that means and I like what I'm hearing, maybe I might go back to it again. So everything I'm saying now is not necessarily finality. right?
So yep.
Tomorrow might come and I come out to say, oh, okay, I think my perspective has changed. I mean, change is the only constant thing in this life. So tomorrow might come and I might say, oh, I think my perspective has changed. I think this is what I think now and all of that. But right now, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I know this might be, a bit difficult, or maybe it might even be easy for yourself. I don't know. But let me just go ahead and ask the question. So now, with everything you've said, if you are to say, okay, you know what, I want to rate this project over 10, what is going to be the rating you're going to give it over 10, and why?
Why did they put me for hot spots like this? I don't mother the album reach now. Why they do me like this?
Let me be, since you are the mother confessor, let me be the father confessor.
Right now, all this while I don't talk on my chest, they be say, hey, when this episode comes out, I am God. I'm a God. Hey, what will people say to me? on a scale of 10. For effort's sake, maybe I'll give it a 5 for efforts.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of work.
Okay.
Aside the efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Aside the efforts, I am sorry. I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, let's just stick to a 5/10, plus the effort and everything. Let's just stick to a 5, over 10. For me, if I'm to rate the album, and I'm going to be very honest, again, this is not going to be the first time, I personally will be listening to Amapiano, especially, South African Amapiano, and I know how those guys do them stuff. I mean, I'm heavy on South African sound because I just enjoy their music. I enjoy their music a lot.
I think I only like their gospel songs. I am in love with South African gospel, as in love. I love how they do their gospel songs. They take me to them and come back.
I've been a huge fan of, South African music. Started all the way from, their rap music, and then, got into their different sound, that they have. And again, like I said, I know for a fact that Mr. Easy, or should I say the Chop Life sound system, could have done better on this album. And I'm not even going to lie. For me, it's not even about maybe, because it's heavy on Amapiano or because they all sound the same or stuff like that. No, I just feel there was nothing really spectacular. There was nothing really out of the ordinary, listening to this. This is not an album you listen to and you finish and you say, "Oof, man,
at all."
That was, that sensational feeling isn't there. Yeah, again, like I said, a couple of songs, stood out that you might enjoy, but in the end, there's going to be this feeling of, at a point you begin to get bored of the album.
Yes.
To be honest,
yes.
At some certain point, you will struggle to say, okay, let me pause and come back. It's not an album that you want to listen to at the full stretch and you keep listening to at the full stretch.
No, I knew if I decided to pause, I would never go back to it. So I just wanted to get it done. Like, let's just get.
What's up, well, let's just go out of the way.
Yeah.
So all that being said, considering the production, the song arrangements, the melody, the vibes, and the general outfield of the album, I would say the rating of the album from my own end is going to be a 6/10. Again, songs like Wena, Wessa, By Force, Patek, track 12 that I cannot mention because I don't want to remove my teeth. You also have Inside and you also have Ziwala. Those were songs that, specifically stood out for me, and I was able to enjoy those songs compared to, other songs on the album. And it's their first album, so let us see what happens probably when they release, you know, their second project. But considering the fact that, you know, Mr. Easy was involved in this, and we know Mr. Easy for his talent and, you know, good music, it's a bit disappointing, to be honest. But then again, like I said, for those of you in South Africa, this is probably one album you definitely jam to and you definitely enjoy. Now, we both have not said that the album is not a good album. We both have not said, oh, you should not listen to this album. No, we are just saying that this album might not be what you expect, because, oh, you see Mr. Easy and you're like, oh yeah, Mr. Easy, he go kill him. Mm-mm. There's no killing here. There's no murder here. It just did, you know, an average job.
It's just there.
Yeah, it's just there. So do not go listening to the album with full expectation and say, okay, yeah, you know, let me, nah, don't do that. You might be a bit disappointed. But look, if you're feeling like you want to party and you're in that South African groove, then definitely you'll find one or two songs there that you definitely, you know, enjoy. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Cha-Cha Nation, we have come to the end of this episode of the Cha-Cha Album Review Series on your award-winning podcast, Cha-Cha Music Review Podcast. Telemon, before you go, can you just let the people know how they can, you know, connect to you in case they want to come for you and draw blood? They should not come for me.
Okay. Thank God I have a manager. If people would drag me too much, I will call my manager. But unfortunately, my manager too can be brutal sometimes. You say, go and face your team by yourself. Nonsense. All right. So you can find me on Instagram at Telemoh, TELEMOH, on Twitter at Telemoh_. All right. So other platforms, just search for Telemoh and every other thing comes up.
Once again, thank you very much for being here. I really, really do appreciate.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you. So yeah, you should go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, please, at Telemoh TV, TELEMOH TV on YouTube. Don't vex, page I criticize Easy Swoko. Help me to let my YouTube channel to reach 1,000 subscribers. See, me too, I used to get criticism. Don't think that way. It's only so.
Thank you very much for being on the podcast once again. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Cha-Cha Nation, it's like coming your way with another episode. My name will always remain Apis Tonova, the creator of the Energy Force. Remember, keep the energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out. Give me the Cha-Cha gang, rocking with the best, Cha-Cha gang. Give me the Cha-Cha gang, alayela wa Cha-Cha gang. Give me the Cha-Cha gang, watching my body, Cha-Cha gang. Give me the Cha-Cha gang, Cha-Cha gang, watching my body.